And with me in the KRVS studios now are Chris Weissman and Kathleen O'Shaughnessy. Chris Weissman is Vice President of the Bayou Teche Museum in New Iberia, and Kathleen O'Shaughnessy is Head of Schools at Epiphany Day School. Here to talk about a really wonderful event. I know people down in New Iberia are very excited about it. It's the two of them are partnering together for this wonderful open mic program that will happen at the museum, I believe. So I think we're going to start off talking about the museum, Chris, because there may be a lot of people who are not familiar with it, may not know that there is a museum, a Bayou Teche Museum. So maybe tell us a bit about the history of the museum when you all started.
Our museum is, we're going on our fourth year being open to the public. And we have added new exhibits continually. And we have just completed a fantastic sugar exhibit, an industry exhibit. We have the children or anyone that goes can actually, it's a simulation of a salt mine. So we have things of that nature. And also right now we have an exhibit, a Spanish exhibit, because we do have a Spanish festival coming up this weekend. And we have a real Toreador's fighting uniform in there, and a lot of pictures and artifacts to go along with that as well. And so we are always changing some of our exhibits, but so many of them are permanent exhibits. Like our industry is a permanent exhibit, but the Spanish festival, we have a portion of the Spanish exhibit that is there, stays with us the entire year, but we have added to it for the weekend that's coming up.
Well, it sounds like you all are trying to be responsive to events that are happening seasonally in the community, I guess, like the Sugar Festival, sugar harvesting time, and then, of course, the Spanish Festival. So you're being responsive to events in the community.
Yes, and we're trying to teach the public and the young people about our environments and the history of the Bayou Teche and of our area and our heritage, which we is French and Spanish as well. So we as you enter the museum, we do have a short movie that people can view. It's about a 10-minute movie that kind of sets the stage for the museum. The museum is a self-guided museum. We have a lot of interactive exhibits in it as well. So we're very proud of it. It's very new, but we think it is well done, and we invite anyone to come and share their experience with us.
Well, it sounds like you're also trying to be a regional museum. You know, someone might have thought, well, you would have the New Iberia Museum. But really, you're reaching out to various communities, I guess, whose history is all connected by the Bayou Teche.
Bayou Teche, you're right. That's what we're trying to do, is to touch on. We have an exhibit about the Chittimaches. So we're trying to touch all of the areas along the Bayou Teche area.
Now, where are you all located?
We're located on Main Street, right next to the Sliman Theater. And we're open on Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays from 9 to 4 each day.
That's getting to be quite a cultural district down in New Iberia when you mentioned the Sliman, and now the Bayou Teche Museum is there. And so there's really quite a growing collection. Of course, the Shadows has been there for so long. So much for people to experience all along that main street
that
runs along
the
Teche.
It is, and we're just a block from the Shadows on the Teche. So we feel like that we have a lot to offer when tourists come to town.
What strikes me also is there seems to be a lot more collaboration between organizations and cultural institutions all over, and obviously in New Iberia as well, which of course brings us to Epiphany. And again, I want to tell people just tuning in, my guests are Chris Weissman, Vice President of the Bayou Teche Museum, and Kathleen O'Shaughnessy, who is Head of Schools at Epiphany Day School. You all are collaborating with the museum, and I think most people would say, oh yes, of course, education, museum, that sounds good. Don't they bring kids to museums a whole lot? But this is something a little different. It's not just bringing kids on a field trip to the museum. How did you all come up with this idea to collaborate in such a unique way?
Well, you're right. It is a lot more. We are also located on Main Street, just a couple of blocks from the heart of downtown New Iberia. And as you said, there's quite a convergence of art and culture in New Iberia. And of course, as a school, we bring our kids on field trips. But we are moving to a period of time in the life of our school where we want our kids to be more actively engaged in the community, to really be fully functioning members of the community, young as they are. So we're looking for partnerships, and we're a very small school with grand ambitions about what we want our students to do. And so we leverage the talents of people like Chris and the museum staff to give us outlets for our students. They learn what a museum is, how a museum is curated, and we use the museum as an audience for the work. We're very fortunate to have been selected this year as a Louisiana A-plus school. And that's, at this point, a small cohort of seven schools around the state who are chosen to take part in this professional development initiative, which was funded by the George Rodrigue Foundation. The Rodrigue Foundation wants to support education in Louisiana, but of course, being an artist, he has a deep interest in the role that art plays in education. So Epiphany for many years had an Arts for Art's Sake program. What the Rodrigue Foundation has brought to us is true arts integration, where kids are doing art to learn math, doing art to learn science. And our kids already see themselves as artists, and artists need an audience. So if you go to the Bayou Teche Museum this week, you will see a beautiful display of our children's watercolor resist paintings representing what they've learned about the Sugarcane Festival. Some are very representational, some are quite abstract, all different styles, all very lovely. And the children wrote ekphrastic poetry in response to each other's pieces of art, and the museum has displayed that as well. So that was kind of the impetus for this next step in our collaboration, since our children had written this poetry. Many of the museum visitors were really struck by the quality of not only the visual art, but the poetry as well. So now we decided we have more poetry to share, so they've allowed us to be the first in what they plan to be a series of open mic opportunities for young poets in schools all over the Iberia Parish area, and maybe even beyond, to have an audience to come in and read their poetry. So we will have second through fifth grade poets reading their original compositions.
Well, I have to say, first of all, what a wonderful thing that the Bayou Teche, in the midst of its very professional exhibits about the culture and history of the community and the region, would open their doors and walls to young students to allow them to display their work, their artistic creations next to these professional exhibits. It must definitely make them feel quite like the artists.
Absolutely. It really legitimizes them, and the visitors who came to see the industrial part of the exhibit, which is very informative and, you know, everything you ever wanted to know about sugarcane, they stopped there. It's on a beautiful white bending wall that leads back to the industrial section. And until they looked closely, I'm not sure they realized they were looking at children's art. The museum curators did a wonderful job of very respectfully and in a very dignified way displaying that art as what it is, real art, not just kid work. It's real art.
So their words are going to come off of the walls and onto the microphone for this one presentation and hopefully others in the future. What kind of a space do you have there at the museum to have an open mic?
Our space is very limited at the present time. We have acquired the building next door to us, and eventually we will have a classroom for such experiences as this. But mm-hmm. right now, it will just be in the lobby of our museum. But we'll provide and we'll have space for everyone that does come. And we just feel so fortunate that the Epiphany Day School has volunteered to be our first school to do this, because this will be open to all schools in Iberia Parish, kindergarten through fifth grade. It's not an elocution contest. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They must write their own poetry and read their own poetry. So we're excited about it. This will be my first experience with it myself, and I look forward to doing it with the school because of the class of work that they have already proven to us that their school produces. Mm-hmm. It really is. The exhibit right now is just outstanding.
Well, now, do the children get to volunteer to read, or have you chosen? How is this roster of children?
It's not hard to get volunteers. Okay. Put a microphone in front of most kids, and they're all for it. We'll do as many as we have time for, and it'll be a wide range of students. The teachers have tried to kind of balance it a little bit. Some of them will likely read the poems they wrote about their sugarcane art, but they've also been writing poetry, again, because of our integration of all the arts into the curriculum. They have written geometry poems in math class, and some of them are really quite moving. You know, you'd never dream you could be moved by a poem about a rhombus, but they pulled it off.
We have some math professors listening now who would say, of course you can.
Mm-hmm. And our second graders have written poems about some of their field trip experiences. They write poems in English class, of course, modeling well-known poems. It's a nice wide range. There's, you know, form poetry. There's some free verse. There's some nursery rhyme sounding poems, a little bit of everything, mm-hmm. and they are eager for an audience. They're quite confident young writers.
So it's an open mic for the students at Epiphany who have written these poems.
Yes.
So they will be there, and they're going to have their poems in hand, and they can just go up to the front mm-hmm. and read mm-hmm. as it moves them.
Yes.
So it's obviously open to their friends and family, but anyone who would like to attend, space permitting, can get into the lobby.
Absolutely.
At the Bayou Teche Museum.
Correct.
So what evening will that be? What day will that be, Kathleen?
It's
November the 20th. Wednesday. It's a Wednesday evening. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it from 6 to 7:30 in the evening. And the children and their parents will be able to tour the museum that evening. We're excited about that because we know that these young children are our future, mm-hmm. and their parents are the younger generation, and we want to get them involved in the museum as well. So they will be served some light refreshments to make it kind of worth their while mm-hmm. that evening too, but there'll be a lot of proud parents there. I can assure you that.
Well, that is from 6 to 8 on the 20th, and of course that's early enough for them for bedtime and homework.
Exactly.
I'm sure
that's
a good time for them as well. So admission is free, but again, get there early because it is limited space and seating for this open mic. And if you have just tuned in, we're talking about the Bayou Teche Museum in New Iberia that will have an open mic night for the Epiphany Day School for their students who have written poetry and whose poetry and art is on the walls at the museum currently.
Yes.
What are the ages of students at Epiphany?
We start with pre-K 3 mm-hmm. and we go up through fifth grade.
Okay. And what ages have written poetry? How old are the youngest ones who have written?
Well, for this event, to keep a limited number, mm-hmm. we're starting with our second graders. They had the fattest portfolios, but we hope to do another event where our younger children can show what mm-hmm. they can do as well.
That sounds so professional, the fattest portfolios.
Well, to see themselves as artists, they have to learn the jargon. We mm-hmm. teach them the terminology of the various arts, and mm-hmm. we teach them how writers speak about their work mm-hmm. and having a portfolio is part of being an artist. Mm-hmm. So, of course, we have them.
Well, I know as head of school, you don't want to play favorites, but do you have a couple poems that really touched your heart or the subject matter? You don't have to reveal the student.
I'm sorry I haven't committed one to memory, but there is on the wall of the museum a really stunningly beautiful wax-resist piece of art. And the young fourth-grade boy who did it chose this absolutely stunning shade of pink. It's a very abstract, stylistic row of cane stalks that, although it's abstract, you instantly recognize it. It feels like a cane stalk in this beautiful pink color. And once he'd completed it, I think he was a little taken aback and afraid that none of his peers would choose it to write a poem to, because they wrote a poem to someone else's picture, not their own. Mm-hmm. And a young man, I think because he was a buddy, not because he was drawn to the art, wrote his poem about that pink and green piece. And because of the way the teacher helped them access their memories, and she taught them about sensory feelings as well as memories and what it evokes, he wrote an absolutely lovely poem about running through the cane fields on a summer evening when the sky is turning pink. And it was just the most beautiful combination. It's really moving.
And how long will that be up so people can go and see this amazing combination? How long will the students' work be up, Chris?
Well, I think it'll be up through December.
Okay, so they have a while.
And if they're not, of December anyway. Mm-hmm.
If they're not able to make it to this open mic on the 20th, they definitely will have some time.
See it. Yes.
And, of course, many people will be heading to the Spanish Festival, which is this Saturday.
This Saturday. And we're proud of that. And the schedule for that is on Friday evening, we'll be having a history of bullfighting, a lecture.
And that will be at the museum.
It will be next door at the Sliman Theater. Okay. Mm-hmm. So... because they have seating there. And then it will be followed by the exhibit at the museum.
Right.
And then after that, there's a big gala at the Sliman in honor. And there will be a lot of dancing and singing there. And on Saturday, there will be the running of the bulls. It's a 5K race.
But they're not actually having bulls going down Main Street on your
No actual bulls. But
images of Pamplona suddenly just flashed into my head. No, live bulls, just people running.
And there'll be a paella cook-off and musical entertainment all day on Saturday as well. And on Sunday, there'll be a special mass at St. Peter's Church. And I understand that the choir there has learned the music in Spanish, so... It's going to be a wonderful weekend to celebrate the heritage of our Spanish ancestors.
So a full weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm sure there's a website that people can go to find out more information, maybe City
of
New
Iberia.
Yes,
they can go to the New Iberia, City of Iberia website, yes.
And, of course, at any time during the weekend, they could go to the museum, the Bayou Teche Museum, and see your exhibit, the Spanish exhibit, as well as the children's work.
That's exactly right. So it's a full weekend and a fun weekend.
Does the Bayou Teche Museum have its own website?
It does. It's under construction at the present time.
But they could get basic contact information.
Marcia Patu is our director, and you can contact her at 337-606-5977, and she can answer any questions that you have.
All right, or just head on down to New Iberia and see the Bayou Teche Museum, and you all will be open the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday?
Yes, we will not be open on Sunday.
Okay, so you need to see those exhibits the Friday or Saturday of the festival.
Saturday.
Okay.
Right.
Again, if you are tuning in, my guests are Chris Weissman, who's the Vice President of the Bayou Teche Museum in New Iberia, and Kathleen O'Shaughnessy, Head of Schools at Epiphany Day School. They are collaborating on this wonderful open mic evening on November 20th, but they've actually collaborated on this exhibit that is currently on display at the Museum of the Children's Artwork and their poetry in response to this artwork, which you can see, of course, at any time. And should people want to know more about some of your art programs, do you all have a website with information on that?
We do, yes. Mm-hmm. Our website is eds-ni.com, Epiphany Day School, New Iberia.com.
Okay.
You're welcome to drop in. Our school doesn't look much like a school, but you can find us taking up most of a block right next door to the Church of the Epiphany on Main Street. Our office actually faces Jefferson Street. It's a beautiful old Victorian house. Come on in, and we're happy to show people around our beautiful little school.
And the program you mentioned, the George Roderick Foundation, which has designated you as, what did you call it?
Louisiana A-plus.
A-plus schools. Mm-hmm. Do they have a website that people can go to find out more about that foundation? And
they certainly do. If you Google Louisiana A-plus, you will find to it. It's an active website. They also have a very active Twitter feed and love for people to follow them on Twitter. Okay. A-plus is an organization that that is in 6 different states, Louisiana just joining on this year. So it's actually part of a national consortium. And the A-plus designates both quality, as A-plus does, but also arts plus everything else. That's what makes it special.
Okay, so the George Roderick Foundation, and you can find out more about this A-plus designation in the schools. And if you'd like to hear what the students have produced, November 20th at the Bayou Teche Museum in New Iberia. And of course, you can visit that anytime to see the students' work and to see the other exhibits that are on display, some permanent and some that change throughout the year. Well, it was great to have you all here to learn more about the Bayou Teche Museum and the work that you all are doing down there, collaborating of the arts all up and down Main Street and the Bayou Teche in your region. Thank you both.
Thank you, Judy.
Thank you.